Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The left fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting third. The center fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting seventh. The catcher, Herman Franks. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Fowler. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Dick Fowler. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman takes first base on ball four. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain takes first base on ball four. Coleman moves to second. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Herman Franks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. Joost hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCuskey takes first base on ball 4. Fowler moves to second. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Coleman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fowler moves to third. McCuskey moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fowler scores. McCuskey moves to third. Coleman moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 1 in the game. Majeski takes first base on ball 4. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0 for 1 in the game. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon misplays the ball. That's an error on Gordon. McCuskey scores. Coleman moves to third. Majeski moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Athletics. Herman Franks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franks is 0 for 1 in the game. Franks hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallo. Doby reaches second base with a double. Mitchell moves to third. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive towards first. Fain catches it and throws to second to double up Doby. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fowler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-2 in the game. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Franks fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 2, Athletics, 2. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fowler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCuskey. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Lemon goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler spins and fires to second and Suter drops the ball. That's an error on Suter. Mitchell moves to third. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCuskey for the out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-2 in the game. Edwards takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boudreaux hits a line drive into center field. Coleman picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Coleman. Edwards moves to third. Boudreaux moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. Gordon hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Edwards scores. One out. It's 4-2, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-2 in the game. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Frank settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-2 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Majeski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-2 in the game. Vallo hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herman Franks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franks is 0-2 in the game. Franks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Lemon covering, for the out. Majeski moves to second. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-2 in the game. Suter takes first base on ball 4. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Fowler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Majeski scores. Suter moves to third. It's 4-3, Indians. Satchel Paige now pitching. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-3 in the game. Joost hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCuskey. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Satchel Paige is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paige bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Hegan moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hegan scores. One out. It's 5-3, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Doby strikes out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Edwards hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paige moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, McCuskey hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Coleman strikes out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Edwards. Fain reaches second base with a double. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Majeski hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Indians, 5, Athletics, 5. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 3 in the game. Vallow hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 5. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 3 in the game. Keltner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Indians. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Fowler covering, for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Satchel Paige is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paige is 0 for 0 in the game. Paige hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Herman Franks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franks is 0 for 3 in the game. Franks is called out on strikes. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Suter hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fowler hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 5. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallow who is chasing the ball. Mitchell reaches third base with a triple. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Dobie hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Edwards hits a line drive into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fowler fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Kennedy now playing right field. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 4 in the game. Joost hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, McCuskey hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Coleman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Philadelphia Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.